I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. The latest research shows that eating disorders are caused by a complex interaction of genetic, biological, psychological, and social factors. To talk about family-based treatment for teens with bulimia, anorexia, and other eating disorders is Dr. Renee Reneke, Associate Professor in the Departments of Pediatrics and Psychiatry and the Director of the Friedman Center for Eating Disorders at MUSC Children's Hospital. Dr. Reneke, at what age might a child or a teenager start to show signs of an eating disorder?
The average age of onset for both anorexia and bulimia is 12.
And are anorexia and bulimia the two most prevalent eating disorders?
Binge eating disorder is actually more prevalent than anorexia and bulimia.
And what about symptoms of all of these different eating disorders? Are some of the symptoms similar as far as what a parent might see in their child?
I would say a preoccupation with shape and weight is probably one of the bigger ones that you see across a couple of the disorders. And then any, you know, significant change in behavior, whether eating more or eating less than usual.
And early intervention is important if a parent suspects an eating disorder.
Absolutely. Eating disorders get harder to treat as time goes on. They have more of an opportunity to become entrenched in someone's identity. The symptoms get stronger. So early identification and effective intervention is really key for these disorders.
Dr. Reneke, how is the family typically involved in treatment for a teenager who has an eating disorder?
Parents are really given the primary task of bringing about recovery for their kids in family-based treatment. If patients had to go to an inpatient unit, nurses would be in charge of what they ate, how much they ate, when they ate, would monitor all their meals and snacks. Family-based treatment tries to keep kids at home and out of the hospital. So instead, it gives that responsibility to parents. Parents really make those decisions and take the struggle away from the child.
And is there research that reveals how effective this family-based approach is?
Yes, family-based treatment has the most empirical support for its use with adolescents with anorexia than any other psychiatric treatment. And when it goes head-to-head against other treatments, tends to do better in terms of weight restoration and improvements in eating disorder symptomatology.
And one of the difficulties I understand with a child or a teenager with an eating disorder is that their thinking is not clear, and
yes,
parents are helping during that phase.
Exactly. The weight restoration process brings about cognitive improvement, but that piece has to be in place before kids can start to think more clearly.
Can you offer any information for parents as far as first steps if they suspect that their child or teenager has an eating disorder?
Yes, so I would recommend that parents contact their child's pediatrician to make sure first that their child is medically safe, and then look for a treatment program that specializes in the treatment of adolescents with anorexia. And then I would encourage parents to educate themselves as much as they can about eating disorders. The National Eating Disorders Association website has some great information for parents and caregivers.
And what kind of education really makes a difference for the parents' role?
I think a big one is understanding that kids don't choose to develop eating disorders, and just as they don't choose to develop them, they can't choose to stop them either. Kids can't just start eating. You know, they need their parents' help to enable them to do that.
Dr. Reneke, thank you for providing this information about family-based treatment for children and teens with eating disorders.
My pleasure, Bobby. Thank you.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.